I was born in Scotland, on the Isle of Skye. I was educated largely in Birmingham until I went to Edinburgh University, where I got a PhD in theology in 1933. I became a minister. I was actually the national overseer for Jehovah's Witnesses. Many people would debate whether that is Christian or not. But I left that ministry in 1969, purely and simply because I felt that I could no longer continue to preach things that I didn't believe. I would love to tell you that I started straight away on a search for truth, but that would be a lie. I did everything that was bad. I went completely the wrong way. I gambled, I drank, I womanized. And so, in 1995, on October the 28th, praise be to Allah, I embraced Islam. I'd been considering Islam for some years beforehand, and had already made one or two adjustments in my life, my eating habits. I was eating halal for 10 years before I embraced Islam. I was choosing my friends more carefully, and it was not until 18 months before I embraced Islam that I gave up drinking and at the same time gave up gambling. I'm a married man, more than the law allows. I've been married 7 times because I'm addicted to wedding cake. But I have, from my 7 wives, I have 31 children. I've got 18 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Of all this horde of people, my wife and 6 children at home with me are Muslim. 1 son by previous marriage is Muslim. My mother, who died only 6 weeks ago, was the oldest Muslim in Europe. She would have been, had she remained alive 3 weeks later, she would have been 119 years old. She embraced Islam 2 years before she died, and was engaged in the work of Dawat until the day she died. I am very, very happy to be Muslim. I'm very proud to be Muslim. And it has most definitely affected my life in many, many ways. I'm constantly being told that I don't look my age. 99 days out of 100, I don't feel my age. I sometimes kid myself that I'm only 16 and I want to join the children playing football on the park. But the overwhelming difference that Islam has made in my life is the peace that it's brought into my life. And it started the day that I embraced Islam. I had never before set foot inside a mosque. And I turned up at the masjid by arrangement with Haji Hood, made the arrangements at the masjid, and I was the first to arrive. I borrowed Salwar Kameez from a friend and felt like a daffodil standing outside the mosque waiting for someone to come and open up. The next person to arrive was Haji himself, who took me into the mosque, showed me how to make wuzu, and then told me that he had to go into the office. I didn't realize until that point that he was a member of the mosque committee. He told me he had to go into the office to sort out some mosque business, but I could go into the prayer hall. Said if anyone comes in, they won't ask any questions, just sit down. Any books you see around, you're welcome to read any of them. So I opened the door to the prayer hall, and it was like a wave rushed over me, a wave of utter and complete peace. This could partly be explained by the fact that there was no one else there, but it was a sensation that I'd never experienced before, nor since, but praise be to Allah, that peace has never completely left me. My iman has been up and down in common with most of my Muslim brothers, but praise be to Allah, I'm still here, and I hope to continue until Judgment Day. To my Muslim brothers and sisters, the one thing that I would dearly like them all to do is to get their priorities right. We are far too often more concerned with the dunya than we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing at all wrong with liking nice things. There's nothing at all wrong with liking a Mercedes car. But when you see the price of a Mercedes car, it means you have to work two jobs, work 16, 18 hours a day to accumulate the money to buy that car. What suffers? Your namaz. You can't read your namaz properly, you haven't got time, you're too tired to read the Quran, you're too tired to conduct taleem in your own home. So that Mercedes car, although there's nothing at all wrong with it, the Mercedes car becomes haram as far as you are concerned. It's taking the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to get our priorities right. We have to realize that this dunya has absolutely nothing to offer to any of us. And even though we may acquire great wealth in this dunya, we can't take it with us. The thing that we have to realize is that when you realize that something is right, now is the time to start doing something about it. You can't say, all right, as soon as I have finished paying for my motor car, or as soon as my mortgage is paid, I will start reading my namaz five times a day. Because we don't know about tomorrow. We don't know about 5 minutes from now. Every Muslim should live every day as if it were his last, because one day he's going to be right.